Our next report is also from Bemidji, and this is from the Apple Blossom Nature School.
Hi, my name is Graham.
My name is Finn.
And my name is Lainey. We are from Apple Blossom Nature School, reporting for October 18th through the 30th.
On October 22, we saw leopard frog and raccoon poop with lots of crayfish in it.
On the 23rd, we saw that most of the trees have lost their leaves.
On the 25th, we saw a hairy woodpecker, a grasshopper, and a few juncos at school.
Yesterday, we saw fox tracks and rabbit tracks on top
of each other.
We think this tells the story of the fox chasing a rabbit, but we don't know how the story ends.
Today, we had sit spots, and I wrote, I was just sitting there in the cold, and the sky was gray with clouds when I noticed that the snow was floating down. Early this morning, when I was walking in the garden, I saw the buckthorn, and the leaves were still green.
We hope to see more birds at school. We're going to put up many bird feeders.
That's all for this week.
Nice job. Wonderful, wonderful work. I love the note about the raccoons and the crayfish. Can't be good to be a crayfish this time of year. And the sit spot. You know, a lot of you students that are participating in this phenology talkback section are going to be deer hunting with your parents. And I often ask, what's the best part about deer hunting? And usually the response is getting the deer. But the right answer is sitting still in the woods very quietly, because before very long, the natural world around you is going to accept you as part of the natural scenery, and they're going to start doing what they normally do, and you're going to see lots of exciting things happening while you're waiting for that deer to come. Enjoy. It's one of the best times of the year.